Good evening, Patriots. Okay, so we are counting down. Let's take a look at the days because it is coming in hard and fast. We are entering into tomorrow, which is the 22nd. And on the 22nd, we are now down to 4 days before Bard's Fest. 4 days. And we were supposed to have audit results on the 25th. Now, I'm just saying, I didn't plan this thing. Not like this. And God's put all this thing together. So if you think this is not a biblical moment, I would suggest you read the definition. So we need to have you get to Bard's Fest or tune in to Bard's Fest on the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. Need you to donate to support it or get your tickets with donations and get on over there. Because this is literally going to be a biblical moment. And you want to be part of it. And we want all of the powerful patriots there praying and being part of this amazing time. So we're not playing around. This is literally our Lexington and Concord. It's just taking a different form. Just because you don't have a musket, when you might, if you're at your house, I could see a whole bunch of people like black powder loading their muskets and walking around in patriot garb. That'd be kind of funny, actually. But anyway, so that's it, Patriots. We've got an amazing, amazing time ahead. Bard's Fest, 26th to the 29th of August. We're literally going to shake the heavens with shofars, prayer, rock the world, probably create an earthquake or something. That'd be all right. Who knows? Be like, what happened? You're like, we blew some shofars. Yeah, but like all the cities fell into a hole. They're all gone now. It's like, huh, that's too bad. Did they have Luciferians in them? Yep. Were they all vaxxed? Yep. I'd be like, what's the downside? I'm trying to see the downside. Someone tell me the downside. You know there'd be crickets. They'd be like, yes, 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 but. It's like, there's no buts. I think we just took out the trash. That's what it is. Man. All right, so get buckled up. Seriously, this is an amazing time. And I'm very serious. I mean, I'll joke around a bit, but this is seriously like the Battle of Lexington Concord. So buckle up. Get ready. This is a huge deal this week. Have your prayers up. Pray for the people that are traveling. Pray for those that are there if you're not going to be there. Tune in on the 26th. We'll have all that information up on our website by the 25th. We've got Duncan, who you know from Patriot Transition Voice. He's going to be overseeing the video, whole video gig. We've got drone pilots coming in to capture aerial footage. We've got a big 90-foot Ferris wheel going to be going around. We've got a scrambler in a mirror room. We have big stage outside. We're going to be listening to great music, great speakers. It's going to be hotter than blazes. We've got an amazing water vendor. The water sponsor goes by the name of Divine Water. And their water comes from an ancient water flow that has never been touched by man. That comes from the glacier period. It's awesome. So they're bringing their water in. We've got Expedition Coffee as one of the sponsors, and we've got Clout Hub as one of the sponsors. It's completely cool. And Clout Hub's going to be debuting new technology, which we're going to be putting out there. We'll have more information on that in the next couple days. It's called Meetings. We're going to be using Clout Hub Meetings, which means that we can have up to 100,000 people on a single presentation, and people can queue up and even ask questions through their phone that can be anywhere in the world, and it'll be transmitted into the live stream that we're doing out there. Very much like it's a mix between Zoom and Clubhouse, if you know what that is. So it's a very cool app that feature they've just added in. And we've got a big announcement with Clout Hub we're going to be making. We've got a lot of good stuff going on. Dr. Tenpenny is going to be there. Dr. Carrie Madej is going to be there. Lee Merritt's going to be there. Larry Pilevsky is going to be there. We just updated the schedule tonight on bardsfest.com. Check out this talent we'll be Thursday night. We've got Pastor McLeod and his violinist, Ms. Rena Truex. And we have Mary Beth, who you've heard here sing. And then the headliner that night is Coffee Anderson, who did Mr. Red, White, and Blue. And then Friday night, we've got Michael Beatty. If you know who he is, in prayer and worship. Again, Pastor McLeod's band. We've got Karen Staley. JT Wild is doing a solo. And Brian Kahenick's our feature that night. And oh, it's going to be another big deal, too, because we've got a little surprise for Friday night. Rumor has it that Dr. Tenpenny and Jill Kahenick are going to be playing Amazing Grace. Is that like cool or what? Also, on the first night, we're going to be having the blowing of 300 shofars. It's just amazing. And we're also going to be doing Patriot film viewing. We set up a whole Patriot film viewing area. Saturday night, we've got Still not right. How did we do that? Why did that happen? Hang on a second. See if I refresh it, if it's better. There we go. Saturday night, we've got Michael Beatty is opening up for JT Wild. And then Sunday, we've got Stars Go Dim and Brian Kahenick. I am Seven Time Down, which is a great group. They're going to be opening. They're leading into Coffee Anderson, which is going to be awesome. And that's Monday. That's Thursday night. So we've just got a star-studded adventure here. Our pastors, Pastor Butch Paw, Pastor Casper McLeod, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Mike Spaulding, Pastor Dave Scarlett of his glory, Pastor Travis Graham, Pastor Tony Wood, Pastor John Benzinger. I mean, this is just rock and roll with pastors, right? It's amazing. So we're really pushing it. I've got to make a change here. I'll do that tonight. Okay, so anyway, it's good. It's great. It's having panel discussions each day, one on faith, one on liberty, one on health, one on knowledge. Patriots films are going every single day, indoor events, outdoor events. And you're going to walk away with, you're going to be like, man, I had more Jesus in my day than I've had in my whole lifetime. It's like, you betcha, that's what's going to be happening. Double, triple serving, supersized. So, we've got Mike Lindell on Friday. He's speaking. Joe Flynn is speaking on Sunday. Nate Kane is speaking on Sunday. That may be an error. He might have to speak on Friday. I'm doing some talking out loud here as we work on some of this. Anyway, lots of great stuff. Amazing people coming. Remember Emily and Kimberly, the mama bears? They're going to be there. I'm telling you. You want to be part of Bard's Fest. So, Patriots, this is a donation-driven event. Your tickets are based on how much you can afford to pay or want to pay, whatever you're compelled to in your heart. If you can't afford a ticket, contact us. That is not a reason not to come, because we got you covered. There's been so many amazing Patriots that have taken care of that. You have no idea. For those that are, if you're not going to be there and you would like to donate, your donations are deeply welcomed. And we have had amazing outpouring of Patriots to help make this truly a Patriot-funded event, all by donations. It's amazing. Completely, I don't think anybody else has done it like this, and it proves that it's just the right thing to do. And that all came from prayer. Then Friday, of course, we've got Mike Lindell speaking, which is Slipper Revolution Day. So you want to have your My Slippers. You want to get over to MyPillow or frankspeech.com. He's got some incredible savings going on there again right now, super savings. So here's your Bard's code, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, buy. It's all for my to buy. That's what you're doing. So get busy, Patriots. We got lots of work to do. We've had some problems getting some of our Canadians down. Our Nazi border patrol has told some of our Canadians that were coming down that they can't cross the border because they're non-essential. Apparently, the only way you're essential is if you're Taliban. That's the latest. Very disappointing. I bet you if our Canadians had come in and said they were Taliban, they would have let them across. Would have been like, what? I'm Taliban. Oh, well, here, just a second here, Mr. Taliban. I'll get out the red carpet and let me call Joe Biden. Probably want to meet you up at the White House. That's our current country. We literally are living in Looneyville. I've never seen anything like it. Never thought I would see anything this crazy. Oh, here's a great one. I love this. Fully vaccinated actress. This is a new headline. Fully vaccinated actress blames unmasked children for her breakthrough COVID diagnosis in deranged rant. Oh, this is epic. I wonder if we can hear this. We might have to play this. Hang on a second. This would be worth just hearing. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can play this. Oh, it's 2 minutes. I think I'll play this. We'll listen. I haven't even heard this yet. I'm sure this is epic.
Hey. I never do videos, but I really felt like this was important. And how I'm feeling and what's going on with me and my family.
Oh, she's sweating badly.
I got COVID. I am vaccinated, and I got COVID, and it's bad. It's weighing on my chest. It's hard to breathe. one of my kids, I think, has it so far. I'm praying that the other ones are okay. I'm mad, really mad, because we tried, and we took precautions and we cut our exposure by a lot, but we got a little lazy. And I think as a country, we got lazy. And I'm really mad that my kids didn't have to wear masks at school. Because I'm pretty sure that's where this came from. And nothing I can do about it now. My little one luckily wore a mask every day because he was used to it from last year. And he came home bragging every day, Mom, I wore my mask. And I was so thankful. And now if he does get it, I can at least tell him he was a superhero to those in his classroom because he protected his teacher and his classmates from it. And I just really hope my husband and the other ones don't get it. because if someone has to be taken to the hospital, I can't go with them. And
she knows she's dying.
Scared and sad and disappointed myself and some of our leaders and a lot of people, and including myself. And
she's an idiot.
I just wish I'd done better. So I'm asking you guys to do better. Protect your families, protect your kids. It's not over yet.
No, it's not, because you got vaccinated, dummy.
But it's not. So stay vigilant and stay safe. Okay.
Oh, we got a kiss at the end of that one. What do you know? Melissa Joanhart. Wow, that was great. Well, we all just feel better about that now. Man, I'll tell you. Oh, I'll tell you. Right now, this is best ever. Oh, my kids, they were all slaves, and they were such good little slaves and drones, and they wore a mask, and then she she blows us a kiss at the end. It's like, oh, is that COVID transmit through the camera? I don't think so. Thank goodness. I'm telling you right now. Oh, if I die, if I have to go to the hospital, I can't go. No, you can't go. You were injected. They know better than to let the injected infected get in there. I'm telling you right now, this is what we're going to see a whole bunch more of. These vax idiots, I swear to goodness. Like, oh, I don't have COVID. It's a bad thing. I mean, who cares? Wait, just a second. I just want you to hear this and tell me how many people you hear that care. And that was the crowd right there. Did you hear them all? Man, this is incredible. Find some empathy. I'm still looking for it. Haven't found any. Sorry, not working. Okay. By the way, look, I'm gonna get into a few other things here in a minute, but I love President Trump. But when it comes to the vax issue, somebody needs to like smack him upside the head. Once again, he comes out like, I did the vaccine. It's like, Mr. President, I just want to bring you up to date. I love you for what you've done for this nation, seriously. But tonight you got booed, and that should tell you something. You're running on a platform that's about 18 months old. Nobody wants this thing. And if you check the VAERS data, you'd like to see that what you're promoting has been killing a whole bunch of people, like what Dr. Tenpenny came out the other day with from the whistleblower from inside of Pfizer. The death toll is over 200,000. I would not be bragging about anything that came out of the pharmaceutical company. Man. It's like, yes, and someone asked, yes, President Trump was booed. So here's my take on that, and I'm going to leave it here. I've said this many times. I will always respect President Trump for bringing up the excitement of being American, America first, and being a patriot. Personally, for those of you hanging on to his return, I don't think he's returning. That's my personal opinion. I don't think he's returning. I think that what he's doing now is exactly what he needs to be doing, which is just rallying people. Unfortunately, from what I hear from people that have met with him, he's fixated on trying to get credit to trying to help save people with this damn vax. And somebody's not briefing him on the reality of like, Mr. President, you're promoting an injection that's literally killing people, sterilizing kids, and leaving millions injured. So it ain't good. And what disturbs me is when you're a president, you're living in a bit of a bubble, which means the people around him are idiots. I mean, I swear we are literally being run by Idiotville. So I think my personal opinion, this was the trap by them to try to ruin his legacy, which that may end up happening, sadly. He is still a great president, but this vax thing is killing me. And he's got to stop because it's not helping anything and it's not pushing anybody anywhere. And he might want to like not take $2.4 million from the pharmaceutical companies like he did last time. That might be also a good start. So, man, I swear. So I'm telling you, I'm always going to respect President Trump for the things that he did to help move this nation forward. But bottom line, patriots, and I know this is going to feel bad when I say this, I love the man, but we need a different type of leadership right now. We are literally watching our country get suicided. And we don't need a president standing up there going, oh, I did the vax. either he gets that stuff right or we've got to get somebody else because this is killing us. And can't get a cheerleader. Absolutely cannot get a cheerleader up here. If I was ever up there on that podium, I'd be like, I love President Trump. I'd be saying it. But we got to move on because we've got a different fight on our hands. I'd never disparage that man other than just say, I just pull him aside and go, sir, love what you did. But would you knock off the damn vax, please? You're killing us, man. It's not helping. Whew. Tell you. He did a great job. He pulls the people, though. Man, I tell you, he pulls the people. And it makes me happy. It really does. Because that's America standing up. But this vax thing, it's like, you know, you got all these people there, and then all of a sudden it's like, just a second, I'm going to pour a bunch of urine on top of your head. Is that okay? No, it's not okay. It's not okay. There's a lot of people right now that think that President Trump is a cabal psyop. And it's easy to take that conclusion, and I'm not going to say it isn't at this point in time, because we're kind of looking at this going, what is going on? Here's how I say it, and I think it's the easiest way to do it. We, as a remnant, we who have God dearly in our heart, okay, we can discern between the good that one does and the stupid that one's doing. We cannot discount, if he was a cabal psyop, then it's not working because we can't discount the amazing work that he did to rally Americans to stand up and be proud of being American again, okay? Can't discount that. It's just a very sad thing to see what we're witnessing right now when whoever's advising him or whatever's going on, that he's pushing something that's literally killing people. So if you want to be motivated to do something, start writing letters and saying, knock it off. Knock it off. And I think he needs to hear that. I would encourage all patriots to start dropping letters to Mar-a-Lago going, could you knock off the stupid, please? Because we love you, but not on this topic. You're literally walking into a sewer pit, and it's not good. We are in an amazingly crazy time. And what it reminds me of is this, Ezekiel 9:8. And while they were striking, and I was left alone, I fell upon my face and cried, Ah, Lord, will you destroy all the remnant of Israel in the outpouring of your wrath on Jerusalem? That's a tough one. Because when we look at the horrors that our country has done to the world, as much as we may be standing dearly with the Lord, at this moment in time, this remnant, we don't know the path that's ahead, but there's a lot of atonement to be made for the horrors that this very corrupt and deceitful government has done to the world. And they've done it in our name, and they've done it with our blood. Pretty much every war of the 20th century was engineered by the cabal to destroy and diminish humanity. We spent over 100 years in constant conflict, suffering through the pains and agonies of a cabal, of an elite, and later in later years, a military-industrial complex, which Eisenhower warned us of, that had the full intention of running the world by way of destruction and destroying and making their millions off the backs of young men and women whose blood they have on their hands for profiting on their deaths and the torments of war that they put them through. We have been so deeply hijacked as a nation, and the only way back is for us to now fight as a counterinsurgency, but to do so with the power of God. Patriots, I'm going to talk a lot about this at Bard's Fest, but here's the deal. I'm going to highlight it tonight. What is being built here in the Bard's Nation is an ability for us to independently and uniquely retake each of our communities and our counties under the banner of Jesus Christ and our Lord and Savior, and our Lord and Savior. We have to literally reclaim our communities under that banner. And if we do so at a local level and we take command of the leadership positions, that means us coming together. Some areas are going to be slow to move that way. Others will move quickly. Every place where we can move quickly, we have to reassume that position and proclaim it quietly as Bard's Nation. And I'm not just saying this because, not because of me. This is coming out of Bard's Fest, which we're not even there yet, but I'm giving you the highlight. And I think that in about 4 years, we can have most of the counties in this nation reclaimed so that when we need to raise the Black Bard's flag to let everybody know who's in command, we can do that. Maybe put a skull and crossbones on the damn thing too. Like, we're here. But we need to literally make this move. And each one of us has to organize locally. And you have to do so quietly, but aggressively, determined. And in doing so, we need to take back every single county that we can. I think that in 4 years, we can take back probably 2/3 of our counties, if not more. And I don't mean by swinging them red. I'm talking about taking them back completely under the control and leadership of our Lord and Savior. That means that we are resetting our counties to the level of the way the Declaration of Independence intended, with God on the throne, us subordinate to Him, and government subordinate to God. And if we do that on each county, once we get about 2/3, the rest will fall, just because people are weak. And that means we get sheriffs in that are of that caliber. That means we because we ourselves have to do this. This is how the remnant is going to fight. This is not going to be fought by, we're not going to win this thing street to street and musket to musket. We're going to win this thing with God working through us. And as we work through us, we are literally going to capture every county. I would say the majority of them, to where when we are done with this, we are going to be able to stand boldly in this world and proclaim that the Declaration of Independence has been reset by the people, through the people, with God back on the throne. Oh, you're going to see some leftist heads blow up. That's okay. At that point, we can offer them a one-way ticket to somewhere else, like Afghanistan. That'd be a good place to send them all. Afghanistan. So this is time to start buckling down. Get your head on. This is going to be one heck of a fight we have ahead of us. And it's going to take every bit of determination that we currently have and 10 times more. But you'll make it and we'll do it together. But this is what we're going to do. Well, at least I think we should. And if you agree with me, then we're going to have a victorious 4 years. Remember, in our Declaration of Independence, it doesn't say it's an option. It says it is our duty to throw off such government that becomes despotism. That's tyrannical, which is what we currently are dealing with. And for all those leftists that are out here going, I'm an atheist, I'm this or that, it's like, whatever, dude, I got a good place to send you. Literally, we're going to fly you into Kabul and leave you there. We'll even fly you into Kabul and parachute you in. You can deal with it from there. Free of charge. What really is at the core of all of this is where we want to walk and how we want to walk. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Again, peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. But that's God's peace. It's not this artificial man's peace that works as long as it works until somebody decides the treaty doesn't work for them because they're not making enough money. So they turn the treaty on its head, and then they go start slaughtering people again. This is God's peace. This is a peace that's deep within our soul, the strength of peace, to walk in this world knowing that we are not of this world, that we are doing missions in this world. And right now, those missions that we have to do, we have to reclaim each county, grab them, hold them, seize them again, put the Lord back up on the throne in every county. And when we do that, that means we bring the churches into alignment. We get rid of those nasty churches that are closing their doors. Reawaken the true ecclesia in each county. Get the power of that rolling. And as we do this, this is going to take a ton of work. I'm not naive about this. It's going to take a ton of work. But you know what the amazing thing is when you lead, very few people are willing to lead. When you take a small group of people that are willing to lead and pioneer forward, you're going to find a whole mass of people that go, you know what, I've been waiting for somebody to do this. And they will follow in a good way. It just takes those to lead. We need 3,300 leaders. And we need 3,300 sidekicks with those leaders. Because we're two or more are gathered. That's how many counties times how many people we need. We need 6,600 people to start this motion. And as we get this going, and I do believe the motion has started, but that's what we need in all, 6,600 people. I had a friend call me the other day. Last person in the world I expected ever to say this. So he's really concerned about kids, and he's got a way, he's got some things that he does that can help kids get exclusions from this mask thing. He's a wonderful father, and he's has a wonderful wife, and they have a beautiful family, and they are not going to play this mask game. So he's going to start a church, and at first I thought, well, that's kind of odd. And I mean, this is where we're at now, where people are literally listening to God and acting His way of doing this. He's like, look, if I start a church, he said, I'm not a minister, but I can talk God. And then at the same time, I can give children the need that they need for a religious exemption to stay out of this mask thing and keep them safe. And I went, man, that's the way God works right there. Use their doggone rules against them. Innovate, think, adapt, overcome this system. Innovate, think, adapt. Think, innovate, and adapt, however you want to do that. So we need to absolutely use everything and talent we have, this absolute drive. The left is all bewildered. They're wandering around here thinking they won, cooing like peacocks. You ever heard a peacock on a roof in the morning? The first thing you want to do is like take a shotgun and take it down. So whole point is that we need to like get into this thing and start use your gut, use what God shows you. Be strong, be committed. Don't be intimidated. You know, you get turned down once, stand up, do it again. You get turned down twice, stand up and do it again. Keep doing it until you win. Man, life isn't easy. But what I know and what I truly believe is those people that come to this channel here, and there's a lot, I believe that we're drawing in a really amazing resolve in this crowd. I think everybody here is starting to really get that strength back through the love of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And with that strength, we are leaning into this, and we have to lean in, and this is how we take this nation back. There's going to be a lot of questions, and oh, by the way, pay attention to Bard's Fest, because what I just highlighted for you is coming in a huge way. Don't think I've been sitting on my laurels and just talking about this stuff. You wait and hear what we have to announce at Bard's Fest. I'm going to leave that one. You're going to have to sit back and go, when's that going to happen, Scott? Can't tell you. It's a secret. You know why I do that? It's like every other person. It's like the teaser. It's just so awesome. You're like, it's not fair. I have to watch all 4 days. Yep, you do. That easy. Yep, you do. So, you'll hear it more than once. It's going to be awesome. But we're taking this thing into fight, and we're into fight mode the way we need to. And God's leading this thing, and we are going to absolutely take this nation back. I'm really excited about what's ready to happen, because what we're going to announce, and if And I know that you all have the capability of making this thing work. We have the network. We have the people. We have the motivation. We have a lot of other things coming. We can make this work. And we can do it. And we can carry God into our government again. And I really don't care if the atheists lose their mind. Be like, oh, is that an atheist melting down over there? Is that an agnostic melting down over there? Is that a little bit of what we call triggered action? Okay. Get over it. Get a Bible and go in a corner and cry. But get a Bible. That's how you start. There's going to be some epic meltdowns. And you can always go up and console them. You say things like, having a bad day? Oh, shut up. I can't stand this because I have to have God in life. Yeah, you do. But I'll tell you what, it could be worse. You could have to go to Afghanistan where, you know, like they would take your child and sex traffic it. And if you're a cute man, they'd bend you over a table and they'd use you for target practice in a strange way. Like every day, you'd become like a little hand puppet for the Taliban. You wouldn't enjoy it. You have no idea how bad that culture is, man. Bachabaz. It's the trading of little boys that they turn into little boy dancers. I'll just leave it there. This is disgusting. That's what just took over Afghanistan. All right, Patriots. So here's the deal. We've got God. We have faith. We have a fearless walk. We're not of this world, so don't act like you're in this world. Act like you're part of God's kingdom. Be strong. Get yourself ready for Bars Fest. Encourage those to as many as you can to come. Get your tickets online at bardsfest.com. If you can donate to help support this, your donations are deeply appreciated. But this is our Lexington and Concord in the spiritual war, and it's going to be a wild 4 days. Keep your prayers up for those traveling. Keep your prayers up for a wonderful event. But this is how we are coming together now as a nation of believers, of a nation of remnant, and as a global nation of remnant. God has spread us out all over the globe and done so for a very particular reason, because he has us where he needs us to win this fight, literally to win. And we will. But it's going to take everything we have to win it. And if we don't keep pushing, the enemy will not stop. We have to expunge the enemy completely. Deuteronomy 4:27, and the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. We are here, and our time is now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're blessed for this time that we come together. We are blessed for all that you give and the graciousness that you give us in our life. Lord, we ask that you'll guide us and protect us in this coming week as we rally together to be one of the greatest events in our nation's history, if not the world. An awakening, a revival, Lord, of an epic proportion. We pray that we can honor you in all that we do. We pray that as we put this together, that we have done just that, to honor you in each and every breath and step. We're preparing the many to pray, to humble ourselves before you, Lord. And as each day grows, the prayers grow. Let us be heard. Let the world be shaken. Let the heavens split open. Let the world see your greatness. Let the world bow before you. Let them understand truly, Lord, the power of you and all that you bring into this world. Let them all be humbled. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Buckle up, Patriots. We're not playing. There's a lot going into this event, and it's all for God and his glory. We want everybody participant. Once we get those links up, spread them wildly. That's the live streaming links. When you're there, prepare for an amazing time. Again, if you can donate, your donations are greatly appreciated. Bardsfest.com, B-A-R-D-S-F-E-S-T, Bardsfest.com. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. This is our fight. Through our prayers, we win. We're not going to give it to them. Let their arrogance destroy them. Let the glory of God lead us to a victory unseen, unheard of for thousands of years. Let God rain down all his glory onto this land and let us be healed. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. Keep in the fight. And when you feel like you can't go anymore, turn to God and say, God, I need you. And he is there. And in the end, God will win, but he's working through us, patriots. He's working through us. So don't sit on your laurels. We have work to do. This week, we focus on Bardsfest. In the coming weeks forward, we're waging war. War in the most glorious time, in the most glorious way. An epic war that only a spiritual warrior can understand. A war to shake the heavens, to shake the earth, to reset this country on the foundation of faith, knowledge, and the glory to the one God, the true God, and our King and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do not be discouraged. When things seem darkest is when the greatest things happen. Believe me, we're on the offensive. This week is our first major offensive strike, and it will be epic. Have a blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time. God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose, reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Stay a while and you'll see that every broken dream fits together.
Resting on this faith when your soul answers.
voice calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.